Steven Cifra and Danny Murillo have a few things in common. They both transferred to the University of California, Berkeley from community college. They also both served time in solitary confinement at the Pelican Bay State Prison in California. Danny says they didn't know each other on the inside, but when they saw each other for the first time at Berkeley, they could just tell.
You know when somebody's been through the things you've been through.
The two eventually became friends and started a project called the Underground Scholars Initiative. It's a group of formerly incarcerated people who've gone on to college and who try to help others do the same.
I went to Berkeley 2 weeks before, and my mindset was that I'm going to go there 2 weeks before and get to know the campus, where my classes are at. Most importantly, I don't want to be late the first day of class. I went to my department, Ethnic Studies, talked to my advisor, asking her that I'm interested in doing work on school-to-prison pipeline, and she referred
school me... School-to-prison pipeline.
The school, yeah. On this phenomenon that was being called this new phenomenon, supposedly, but it's been going on for years.
I'm Steven Cifra. Incarceration comes out of sets of conditions that people grow up in, and that certain people don't have those conditions and never experience incarceration, and certain people do have those conditions, and that's unfair, that's not cool, and we're here, and if we're going to be here and it's going to mean anything, then it has to involve giving back.
And that's how I got involved in the conversation.
And so you guys came up with the idea for the group, and what was the thinking behind it? You know, you're both there, you're both doing your thing, but you thought, let's make this into something that we can replicate with other people. Was that the idea, Stephen?
Well, there were in the first meetings, there were probably, you know, the first half a dozen meetings were between 12 and 20 people. And we started meeting weekly right away. Most of the people were not formally incarcerated, and pretty much everybody had a different idea about what we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were like, we're here. And it's quite miraculous on some levels, and on some levels it makes sense that we're here. But we want to make this opportunity available to other people. Because how I got to UC Berkeley, there was no pipeline, there's no pathway. There was no path. There was no discernible path. I got there, so obviously there is a pathway, and that pathway is actually available to any California resident.
Right.
But they're opaque.
Right.
Unless you fit a certain demographic, and I'm not going to go into all that. But
sure.
we want to pipeline that more. We want to institutionalize that, shore up those pathways that we've taken, and expose them for other people.
Right. So basically, Underground Scholars is a way to show people that pathway. Like, mm-hmm. Here's what you need to do: get into this program, write your application this way, do these extracurricular activities. You know that this funding is available. Know, you know, that kind of stuff. Is that how it works?
Yeah, pretty much. And
yeah.
We're not just folks that are already in the community college, but we're already talking to people in prison.
Right.
Equally importantly, or if not more importantly, our presence, especially our public presence at UC Berkeley, offers identification for people who haven't imagined themselves in places like UC Berkeley or other Stanford, you name it. They see themselves in as academics, as scholars.
Yeah. You know, you guys have done this pretty amazing thing, right? I mean, this is like affected a lot of people's lives. I mean, if we're talking about dozens of people going to these meetings, it's a pretty amazing thing. But you both kind of don't like the whole like redemption narrative thing, right? You don't love that version of the story. Is that, am I getting that right?
Yeah, I can speak to that.
Yeah.
So yeah, the redemption narrative is just about the worst possible thing you can do to this work. And when it happens, it just makes me want to scream or sometimes cry, because people want to make it out like I'm special or we're special. And I'm so extraordinarily average, and I got so lucky, and that's how I ended up where I ended up. It had nothing to do with people like, oh no, take credit. Bull. I can't take credit for almost anything. When I was in community college, I mostly hustled. Right? There was a system in place, and I knew systems, and I worked the system, and I went to UC Berkeley on some level.
Yeah, because what, I mean, I think if you take it a step further, right, is this notion that, like, within an incarcerated population, maybe there's a couple exceptional people who deserve to bubble up to the top. And I think what you guys are saying is, like, open up the pipeline, make it known, you know, how the system works, and anybody and everybody could do exactly what you've done.
Literally. I had this big movie idea about what prison was going to be like, and I got on the yard, and I saw all these just really scary-looking people covered in tattoos, and within a couple days, I realized that they're mostly just, they're almost, to a man, they were just people.
That's Stephen Cifra. He and Danny Murillo helped found the Underground Scholars Initiative, which has helped dozens of former prisoners get their undergrad and graduate degrees. Murillo and Cifra have both graduated from Berkeley, but still work with underground scholars there. And they're expanding the program to other UC campuses.